This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, love doing this every day. I know I always try to bid you a good day, and I mean it every day. Every day I'm appreciative. I hope you are as well. And in the interests of continuing to bring you a variety of viewpoints, a variety of guests, this morning we have starting off B. Johnny Way. That's B. Johnny Way. He's the author of Invariable Snow for the Eskimo, with respect, Native Alaskans. The book is published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and it is available in paperback, hardcover, and ebook. Johnny, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to. It's an interesting title. So instead of me formulating a specific question, talk about the title and how it relates to the book.
Okay, sure. The title is in reference to my childhood. When I was young, 4 years old to be exact, we moved to Kodiak, Alaska. And it's about the formidable years when you start learning about life. And so one of the major aspects that I learned right away was that the island is occupied by long indigenous living people, that we were there just sharing this island with them, so that foremost above anything we were to respect where we were at, the land itself and the people that had lived there for many of years, you know. And so the title is in reflection to the fact that we all refer to the northern people as Eskimos. As you know, just a kind reference, but it's in truth more derogatory because it's just too generalized. And I put into place the idea that we are visitors, they are the established people, and we should probably try our best to respect their heritage, which in truth, when we lived on Kodiak, the island people there were the Aleutic people. And so that's pretty much what the title was to do, is to point out that they are a tribe with a name, not just a generalized.
How many years were you there, and did you return to the States?
Yes, we did.
Oh, well, the States, obviously Alaska's a state. I meant to continue.
Right. Well, at the time, it was not a state. I'm sorry, I take that back. At the time when I was born in 1956, it was not a state. In just 3 years, it had become a state, and shortly after that, so did Hawaii. We lived in Santa Clara, which at the time was not the Silicon Valley, the moniker that it's going by now, but it was a large agricultural valley. I was very young, 4 years old, but I was cognizant of what was going on. So moved to the island in 1960, and we lived there for 22 months, and then moved back to the same area in Santa Clara Valley, California.
How well were you received? I know you're just a young boy, but I'm sure stories from your family can illuminate it beyond what you can say. And Do you indeed look at it as an isolationist society, a group?
Absolutely not. This whole community bonded together like any other community. They celebrated all the major, I'm drawing a blank here, all the major, like 4th of July and those celebrations. But we also had up there, they also have one that's called the Kodiak King Crab Festival. And so, this is not an isolated place. This is a small fishing village indeed, but it's very much contemporary. In fact, in the book, I do promote the idea that no man is an island, and in this case, the island itself was constantly needing to be resupplied by the outside areas. We were not. The island itself is a very well-established community, but it relies on outside influences.
Touching story about a little 12-year-old neighbor who, I'll let you tell the story because I think it perhaps personifies one of many experiences.
Thank you. Yes, it does. I was 5 years old. We were getting ready to go fishing one day. We had been packing the car, and us boys, I have 2 brothers, I'm the youngest, and we were standing out there waiting for my mother to come out to take us to one of our favorite fishing spots, one of the rivers that we went to. And the little neighbor girl, somehow she got wind of the idea that I did not have a fishing pole. Because the salmon up there are so big, my parents figured one of them might just pull me on into the river, so they didn't want to outfit me with a nice fishing pole. So I think she felt a little bad for me. She was 12 years old, was there in that area, and she asked me if I'd come over to her house, which she was our next-door neighbor, which I did. And in about a matter of 5 or 10 minutes, she had taken one of her wooden kites, a child's kite, and broke it apart and took the center ribbing piece out, tied a string to it. I would say it was maybe about a 3, 4, 5 foot long piece of string, cotton string, took a paper clip, bent it over, and she had just in a matter of 10 minutes fashioned me my very first fishing pole. And not only did I go out fishing with this thing, but I actually caught like about 4 fish. I have a picture of me holding 2 of them. I'm pretty sure it was 4, but I don't think I could hold. They're little fish, little fry, that I was able to catch, but it was my first fishing experience of actually, it's my first fishing story. It's the first
particular interest to me is the fact that you're recalling 22 months at the age of 4 back there with, it seems to be a very vivid recollection. How much of it was your recollection from what you experienced, and how much was assimilation from information provided through your family?
That's a very good question. I would say a 50-50. Again, being 4 and 5 years of age, I moved there when I was 4. I had my 5th and 6th birthdays there. I went to kindergarten there. So the first few, say the first 6 months, I might have been a little bit foggy on some aspects, and I would have to clarify with older family members throughout this to confirm what my recollections were. And in fact, indeed, I did write an area in the book where I was confused all my life. And a lot of people have that tendency. They'll see something, they can swear by that's how it was, and then others, and that's how we are as a democracy here. The general consensus is the majority of people will have the better precise, accurate outlook on something. And in this case, they, being older, and many of them were able to confirm that one of my thoughts was wrong. And it's not a big thing. It's just it proves that we all have, no matter what age, we all have tendencies to think what we think we see.
Yeah, and on that note, I'm sure this would open another discussion. I believe we all discriminate in certain ways, and we all profile. What did you find about the society up there and their ability to at least not do that on an overt level, but accept everyone for whom they are?
Yeah, you know, my perception of this whole town while I was there and what I can remember of it is they were all very, very helpful to each other. Not just this little girl who, I mean, out of the blue came over and asked me to, or asked if she could help me. But I'm talking many other incidences where people just bond, they bind together, they work together. I guess it's because it's an island. I guess it's because you're living in a harsh area. At times it can be harsh. Certainly no more harsh than you have on the East Coast. The East Coast weather is probably twice as harsh as Kodiak Island. And I use the East Coast because there's probably more people listening to you that can relate to the East Coast weather. But and that's all due because the Kodiak is an island and it's being persuaded by the Pacific influences of the, you know, the large body of water. But yeah, the people in that town, they're smiling, they're helpful, they're, well, I don't know, I couldn't tell you what the population number was while I lived there, but it was big enough to where you felt like you were you know, well taken care of.
In less than a minute, maybe 40 seconds, lasting impressions or lessons you want to leave with our listeners?
Well, yes. I think if we teach our children, teach them in a pleasant environment, no yelling or lack of yelling, any of these sorts of aggressive behavior, the children are going to learn a little bit easier, and they're going to learn for themselves that life is not as harsh as you're trying to make it out to. And I'm not condoning or condemning anyone. I'm just pointing out that we need to teach everyone in a non-toxic environment. And I believe that will allow the lessons to be learned a lot easier.
All right. Interesting. Place that I've never been. Always enjoy hearing about it. And I want to thank you very much. B. Johnny Way. The book is Invariable Snow for the Eskimo, with respect, Native Alaskans, and it's published by Author House. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Stu, very much.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show Stu Taylor on Business.
Finally, businesses can review their customers. Are you a business owner who would like to know more about prospective clients before you sign a contract? Do you want to be assured that you're a good match before making a commitment? A new website, free to business owners for a limited time, contractorscustomers.com, allows business owners to read and write reviews of past potential clients. Avoiding a customer who is not a good match could save the business owner and the prospective customer significant money, time, and all that unnecessary stress. You can learn more about this. It's really a great concept by going to contractorscustomers.com. That's contractorscustomers.com. And be sure to take advantage of this being free for a limited time. I mean, think about it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Obama. I mean, the ongoing psychological analysis of that nitwit in the White House, and who uses in his very shrewd ways. I mean, I'm calling him a nitwit in one sense. I mean, you're a nitwit when you have to go public and say that you don't watch cable television. I mean, you're a nitwit when your optics are poor, when you run out and play golf after a tragic event. That isn't even a matter of ideology. It's a matter of decency, because the most rabid ideologue can avoid making those mistakes. And for some reason, and once again, you know, I just try to attach some kind of psychological suspicion to this by saying, is this in your face? Does Barry Obama have so much contempt and hatred for the United States that he does this intentionally? And we all kind of pontificate about the motives of people. We saw Donald Trump, or you might have seen Donald Trump in his talk last night, and some of the comments which were, I mean, quite pungent. And, you know, I feel them, but if I were running, and I agree with him, but if I were running for president, I think I would adopt a more statesmanlike attitude. But the more Trump goes on a rant, the higher the polls go up. And the reason is people are so angry at the establishment that coming out of this pack, who will be the establishment contender? Will Chris Christie make it up there? Will Marco Rubio, who's now being legitimately tainted, make it? The polls, if you look at the Quinnipiac poll, it now has Crump barely leading Cruz in a national poll, and certainly most of the polls indicate that Cruz will win the evangelical vote in Iowa. And I'm not sure it's that big a secret that both of these gentlemen have kind of teamed up against the establishment, maybe realizing that one isn't enough, and that at some point, as Trump says, he'll have to go after Cruz. And in kind of a perverse sense, I have tremendous admiration for what Trump is doing on the other side of it. I'm wondering about the dignity of the office, or whether this is just the time to throw out all the rules because of a society that we live in that is just gone haywire, upside down. I'm not sure that I'd be that constrained or could not react. But only certain people can do this. Many of the politicians on the Republican front, John Kasich, he's just too, I forget his politics, he's just too flat out angry. And others, especially Jeb Bush, so I just want to get right to Bush. He can't play the game Trump is playing. It's killing him, but he won't stop and he can't see it. And there's a difference between Trump and Jeb Bush, I believe, in terms of motive. When Bush calls Trump a jerk, he stoops to that level instead of focusing on, if I were up there, I'd say, look, I don't think Donald Trump is qualified to be president. And it's okay to say you don't insult your way to the presidency, but just leave it there and focus on the issues. Jeb Bush can't seem to do it. And I think it's because in his personal life, he's a spoiled elitist and I'm not saying he's not a decent guy. I think he is. When nobody treats you that way your whole life, like Barry Obama, who knows more about everything than anybody else in the world, when somebody treats you that way, don't you kind of expect it? And I think that's what's going on. And Bush has just been taken out of his game completely. He spent $52 million as opposed to $225,000 or whatever number it is that Trump has spent. And Trump comes on and said he shouldn't have spent that. And this has been reinforced to me last night, and I've mentioned this on the show, I can't help thinking that Trump is looking for a way to implode. And every time he has these outbursts, the polls go up. But will the real conservative base show up as they did not show up for the Romney election? And this is why, more than any other reason, that I think the Republican Party is as dumb as a brick. You don't show up. It's a protest because you don't love the candidate. And then you get the other option. See the similarities? Gaddafi's gone. Look at the option. Mubarak was gone. And until General Sisi in Egypt got rid of Mohammed Mansa, the Muslim Brotherhood was in control. The Shah of Iran was gone. And we had the Ayatollah Khomeini. Assad. I'm not eager to see an active front to move out Assad so ISIS and extreme elements can take over. Basic premise is if something is bad, it can always be worse. And that's why people should go out to support whoever the Republican candidate is, because there isn't anybody, George Pataki, Rick Santorum, even Jim Gilmore, who pulled out, who wouldn't make a far better president than Hillary Clinton. But as I've talked about, and I wonder after last night even more, does Donald Trump, is he sitting there saying, I can't believe this happened? I was in it for the ride, for the glory, for the attention, for the PR. And now all of a sudden I find myself the legitimate candidate to be the nominee of the Republican Party. Let's see, I'm going to be 70 years old. I'll be 74 by the time I complete my first term. Those are four precious years of my life that I can waste when I've got this remarkable empire, remarkable products, remarkable branding, an incredible family. Don't I want to spend those 4 years with them? And again, this is called projection, assigning the attributes inherent in oneself to others. Can't help thinking that. I don't know the answer. I just don't want to eliminate that as a possibility. All right, we're going to move on to another guest. Stay tuned.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522. 434-0522.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio. The Dana Show, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m., 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I'd definitely do it again.
All right, just chatting with our next guest, a very impressive gentleman. You know, I always feel that I like to say something about some of the accomplishments of people who come on so they can be perhaps more appreciated. D.L. Calvin is joining us, David Calvin. He's a retired naval officer. He has a doctorate in psychology, but his talents are just very diverse, and I won't take the time to go through them on the show because it would take up the whole segment, but he is the author of several novels and even a screenplay presently at TIG Production is under consideration by Lionsgate, excellent company. And he's here to join us with his new book. It's called Mars Starwalker. That'll be coming out shortly. It's published by Tate, T-A-T-E, Tate Publishing. And congratulations on all of your achievements, and specifically for this interview for your book. A pleasure to have you on, David.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
It's tough when you have a lot of interest to focus in specifically on one. And we were discussing this early on. How do you kind of get everything done that you love to do, and feeling that you have other talents? What led you to make the decision for the focus on being an author?
Well, what happened in October of 2003, I had a massive heart attack. It was all related to stress, and I couldn't work anymore. And I was at the church, and two of the church ladies, I was talking to them, and I always get them laughing, you know. I love teasing them. And Irma said, you know, David, with your brain power, you know, why don't you write a book? Well, I came back, and I was all excited, and I told my wife about what Irma had said. She said, you know, that's a great idea. And I said, well, what do I write about? And she looked at me, and she said, anything you know about. And she said, well, and she qualified that. She said, write mysteries. You know, you've got one of those minds. So, yeah, I did. I wrote two or three books that were murder mysteries. And then I wrote one about some Green Berets that had become disenfranchised with the Department of State and their handling of the drug war in the South. And so I wrote that book, and then my granddaughters asked me, she said, well, you know, why don't you write a book for me, for us? So I did, and that is Mars Starwalker. And by the time I finished it, my girls were, they moved on. You know, so I had it in the drawer, you know, and so finally, you know, I just looked at it, and I don't know why. I said to my wife, I said, you know, I'm going to try to publish this book. So lo and behold, I got online, and I typed in authors specializing in young adult books. And I did that, and well, it didn't go. The next day, a lady, a very, very nice lady by the name of D'Arcy, called me, and she said, David, your manuscript didn't come through. So I resent it, and I didn't hear anything from her for, two or three days, you know, and I thought, well, okay, another rejection. Well, lo and behold, she took it to the, what do you call it, the board review?
Mm-hmm.
Their tape, and they fell in love with it. And then I told them, I said, look, I don't want this book sent overseas to be chopped up or written or anything. I said, it's going to be done here in the United States. You know, it's going to be done here. And so Dr. Tate said, you know what? I like this guy. You know, make that happen. Lo and behold, it's happened.
And there you go, fulfilling a dream with, by the way, an absolutely superb publishing company. Give us an overview of what the book is about, both in terms of plot and character.
Oh, sure. Well, we have a young, idealistic college grad, and he wants to make changes in the world. And he wants to be a captain of industry. And his dad kind of laughs at him a little bit, but that's what dads are for, I guess. So what happened is that he's up in Escanaba, Michigan. I don't know if you know where that is, but, they got the 4th of July and then winter almost up there, So anyway, he's on his grandma's back porch. It's at night. He looks up and he sees a fireball coming at him. And all of a sudden, the fireball hits behind his grandma's barn. And he goes running out there and doesn't see anything, but he hears it. The dog starts barking, and then pretty soon they see a very large figure. And so they go into the fire and pull it out, not really realizing what they had. And lo and behold, that's Mars Skywalker. And so Grandma, with the help of Grandma, it took 8 to 10 weeks, and they fixed him up and gave him a haircut and sunglasses and a baseball cap. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. And
what was
both idealistic?
Yeah.
So that's how their friendship starts.
David, is this the kind of theme you're going to continue on with the additional books, or will you mix it up? Because apparently your talent is pretty well spread out.
Well, D'Arcy told me to mix it up. You know.
What do you have planned next?
Well, I have a book that's in two of them. I have one that's called Kill or Be Killed. That's on the computer right now, and that is a action adventure. And I have another action adventure, and that one is called The River of Lost Souls. And then I have another one. Now this is done. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but it's called The Bitter Betch. And that's it's kind of a dark book. It's about genocide. And then I have another one. I'm not done with it either, but it's about corruption here in Zanesville, Ohio. Now, the characters are all made up, okay? But I just wrote about a place that I knew, you know. And just threw in everything.
What's the greatest challenge in writing these books? And I know the answer could be from your exceptional talent that there was nothing enduring in the way of facing obstacles, that it was a natural thing. But, you know, no project when it's done to perfection is entirely simplistic, David.
Isn't that the truth? That is, you know, I really don't know how to answer that question, sir.
Well, I mean, it may be that my premise was correct, and it wasn't that difficult. It just kind of flowed.
Well, they didn't flow. I made them flow.
No, I mean, it wasn't self-perpetuating, but obviously with you and behind the wheel, it worked. Is there any message that you'd like people to take from this book?
Well,
and we got about 20 seconds.
All right. Mars Starwalker is a book about love, courage, affection. It runs the gamut of emotions. And Mars is a wonderful character, I believe.
All right. David Calvin, Mars Starwalker, and
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888
899-1351. Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet.
To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Pat Buchanan. I just finished a 20-minute interview with my old friend Stu Taylor, who's one of the best in the business and a conservative and traditionalist of the first rank. You folks ought to listen to him.
All right, we return, and in the interest of keeping the show a little bit different in terms of topic, I'll go in another direction with your permission. And if I don't have your permission, I guess I'll do it anyway. But Obama, I want to get back to Obama. And, you know, is it going to be another year that I'm going to be continuing with these Obama stories, or will it be overshadowed by the primaries, which will put this guy in the background where he belongs, you know, leading from behind? Flat out, he misunderstands the country. I mentioned that this was more than an ideological thing. It was more, it's more than an intellectual thing, because, I mean, I'm not going to color this in any way except to say, I mean, you don't get to the White House and be able to do anything if you're a dummy. Dummy isn't a word that describes him. There are many adjectives that I've used, but dummy is not one of them. I'm not sure I can make that same claim with some of the people on MSNBC. My least favorite of all of them, it always was Chris Matthews. I've had the, quote, pleasure of meeting Chris Matthews. And a lot of these people, you know, once they're off air, I mean, they're really nice. People say I'm nice off air. Melissa Harris Perry, professor. I mean, you got to see her to believe her. A while back, I professed to not watching it much MSNBC. I do watch J.J. Ramberg's In Your Business, because I've been a guest on that show twice. And I do watch Morning Joe, because not only do I know Joe Scarborough, but let's just say, in the absence of other things to watch, it's the best option on, even though people like Mika Brzezinski and Howard Dean and Mike Barnicle, if Reverend Sharpton, a little difficult to take, but Scarborough knows how to play the game. And for $5 million a year, you know, I'm not sure I can really criticize him. But Melissa Harris Perry, she was complaining that the Star Wars franchise was racist because the villain is black. You believe this? Darth Vader is black in the sense, remember Johnny Cash used to dress in all black? Al Davis of the Oakland Raiders? You know, certain people dress in black. And here's a white guy in a black outfit. And she, as a pseudo-intellectual, let us know that she wasn't joking. There are so many things in that movie, even though I haven't seen it because I've heard about the results of this, that whites getting killed. And there is no black on white or white on black. Her allegations are disgraceful. It was just three weeks ago, where one of her guests, and I mentioned this, but I still can't believe that, was talking about somebody and referred to that person as a hard worker, and she immediately took issue and got angry and said she has pictures of people in slavery on the wall in her house, and she resents the terminology hard worker. How crazy have we gone? I mean, really bizarre, bananas, nuts. I don't mean me, of course. And I don't mean you as well, on the basis of all the emails I get. But by the way, I welcome emails with people with opposing positions. I got one this morning, and I ended up going back and forth in a conversation. But let's not even bother to go there. So Obama was in a pre-vacation interview with NPR, and he argued that a lot of the scorn directed at him personally is because he's the first African-American to hold the White House. It's incredible. It's because he's black, and he used it, and Eric Holder has used it, and others in the administration have used it. The people in this country had a chance, an overwhelming chance, to elect a white candidate. They didn't, because either they ended up colorblind, or they voted out of guilt, or they thought he was the best person for the job. He's the worst president in the history of this country. And he says that a lot of this misery about his administration is specific to him and who his background is. It's bigotry. It's prejudiced. And this, what this does is deflect the real issues that are facing us. Every time Obama is attacked, it's either Bush or he's being discriminated against. Yeah, of course there are racists everywhere. Not denying it. It's the nature of man to have this. There are evil people. There are sick people. We don't have a purebred society in the United States or the world. This is life. It's life as it is. You can attach any theological or a religious connotation to it. I'm not here to reflect on that. I have no idea. But Obama has the audacity to compare himself to Teddy Roosevelt, Jefferson, Lincoln, George Washington. How out of touch can you be even to have the chutzpah to say that? I won't even begin to talk about those impressive presidents in the same breath. And here's the sad part of it. He actually believes it. He believes in a lot of things that are contrary to common sense and logical thought, because when you're a rabid ideologue who's a neo-isolationist and a Muslim sympathizer, a Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer, I could document that with 100 different things. You can almost understand what the rationale for his point of view is, but for somebody to be this petulant and angry at the people of the United States of America, I mean, it's insanity. Obama, one of the reasons Obama got in was because of what happened in 2008 and John McCain. Remember that answer he gave? I don't know much about the economy. The market's crashing. How stupid are some of these politicians? I mean, here, Trump is right, isn't he? We started with Trump. We're going to end with Trump. How stupid to make a statement like that. John McCain got what he deserved, a loss, and we got what we didn't deserve, Barry Obama. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.